broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, and happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hope you're doing absolutely fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. This is indeed the broadcast for April the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is indeed hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. What are the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips? And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Unlike other talk shows, we are indeed live 6 days a week, 2 hours a day, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips always, promoting God, family, country, protecting life, liberty, property. It gets real simple. If it's constitutional, we love it. If it's not, we hate it. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Archives of the show can be found at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. And if you go to lovingliberty.net, you've got a bunch of incredible talk show hosts around the clock. Check that out. Also, the iPhone and the Android apps, you can download those as well and listen on your phone free, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. We've not only got the 24/7 radio channel, but we've also got extended podcast offerings available as well that don't fit in the radio lineup, not because they're not incredible talk show hosts, but because the talk show hosts vary the length of their shows, making it very difficult to play on the radio, but nevertheless, incredible content. Check those extended podcast offerings out, and also you can follow our Twitter feed and keep up on what's going on in the news. Now, I know everybody and their dog's getting banned from Twitter. This radio program, Liberty Roundtable Live, is banned from Twitter. Nevertheless, understand that the radio network is still not banned from Twitter. Thank heavens so far. They've challenged us a couple of times, but we've managed to stay afloat. Now, I get all the Twitter, fiascos and everything else. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. But first, a recap of yesterday's show. We had our guest on, Mr. Chris Carlson. With God, we can never, without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for liberty is the Lord's, but we can and need to be engaged in the fight, is what Chris says every week on your radio. And boy, howdy, is he spot on. We talked about an incredible fact check. Did Donald Trump build the big, beautiful border wall he promised and have Mexico pay for that wall? Just wondering. We also talked about shame. Miss Jackson confirmed to Supreme Court. Mitt Romney clapped for Miss Jackson as his Republican colleagues walked out. So shame on the Republican senator from Utah. We also talked about My People Are Destroyed for Lack of Knowledge. And we did a book review of Ron Paul's End the Fed book, a great breakdown by Chris Carlson. We also talked about Alan Greenspan. Even Alan Greenspan admits that moral hazard and fraud are the key critical failure issues in the Federal Reserve reality. That was hour one. Hour two, we had on Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com. His website, his whole goal in collegiate series, I should say, is called To Preserve the Nation. It's all at freedomsrisingsun.com. Check that out. We also talked about Utah Governor Spencer Cox to change Utah's nickname from the Beehive State to the Be Kind State. Now, I get being kind, but I don't think Spencer Cox is very kind. Yeah, Utah Governor Cox declares his transgender preferred pronouns to middle school students. Again, shame on the perversion, ladies and gentlemen. What are your pronouns, ladies and gentlemen? You know, I've been talking to people about pronouns. Are you just allowed to use pronouns? Or can I write a paragraph about who I am? See? What if I said, son of God? Is that a pronoun? No, don't call me, ladies and gentlemen. Say no, Sam. In correct English, it's not a pronoun. I understand. I'm making a point. Are we stuck? Are we relegated to just pronouns? Or can I have phrases and slogans and paragraphs and emojis? And can I document who I am in a book? Can I document how I identify in a book? Son of God, alpha male, right? And if you believe the lies about me, then they'd say white supremacist, hard right extremist. Whose terms are we going to use? The ones I define for myself or the ones they define for me? And are we relegated to just pronouns, or can I have whole paragraphs about me? God-fearing patriot who loves his wife and children. An incredible God, family, and country man to the core. You know, what can I have? What can I identify as, right? Can I just do a bio? The United Nations says that half of world's pregnancies are unintended pregnancies. And then they frame an unintended pregnancy, ladies and gentlemen, as a global crisis. Wow. The Trump administration had stopped U.S. funding for the The UFPMA or whatever it is. It's the United Nations Population Fund. Yeah, the agency was complicit in backing the communist Chinese one-child policy. But, of course, Joe reinstated the funding for the agency that Trump got rid of. The UNFPA can be described as the United Nations Reproductive Health and Rights Agency. Do you want one of those on the global level? Well, we got one. Biden significantly boosts funding for the UN agency complicit in human rights abuses. Dateline Washington, D.C., CFAM and others, I guess, are talking about the released White House budget for 2023 requests $56 million for the UN Population Organization. And anyway, it wants to promote all that stuff. That's Joe Biden for you. Oreo Cookie released a new ad on Monday that celebrates a young man coming out as gay, telling his family, mom helping him, grandma freaking out, and sister grabs a cookie and leaves the table. Why is the Oreo Cookie folks promoting the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender lifestyle? New York City Mayor Eric Adams launched a campaign against Florida, urging residents to move to New York City. Why? It's over the Florida's, what they say, don't say gay bill, really teaching perversion to children. So now you got the mayor literally saying, hey, come to New York if you want to double down in perversion. It's amazing. We finished by talking about in 1967, the year I was born. I don't know if you know this, but the 1st of April, the United States Department of Transportation was created and begins operation. And then later that year, on the 7th of November, Lyndon B. Johnson signs the Public Broadcasting Act of 1967, creating the Public Broadcasting Network. In other words, government radio and TV that I got to fund with my tax dollars and then compete with on the stage, right? I mean, it's just a shame. Anyway, that was an interesting little flashback to 1967, almost 55 years ago. Wow. Thanks so much. That was the recap of yesterday's show. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. I want to introduce our guest, and then she can help me break down some of the other stories and news we're seeing today. Ladies and gentlemen, her name is Annie, or Ann Ubellis. And Ann Ubellis is a well-known talk host in her own right of a radio program called Southern Sense. southern-sense.com. If you want to go ahead and check out the website, learn more, download the archives, etc. And welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Good morning. And I have an audience all of five people. I'm real popular.
All right, let's talk about it. What do you think of the summary of the news? Anything you want to pick up on and mention real quick?
Oh, geez. Why don't we start off with the UN population, whatever that is. Or I would call it Planned Parenthood on steroid globally.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Joe Biden wants to fund it to the tune of $56 million. Donald Trump tried to shut that down. Really what it is it's global population control funded by the taxpayers. And it's, as you say, Planned Parenthood on steroids. But that's exactly what it is, Ann.
Well, catch me if I'm right or wrong, but did not we have our federal government say no money to Planned Parenthood? So if there's no money going to Planned Parenthood, why are our tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood globally on steroids?
Because you've got 96,000 ways to fund and promote murder. Just because you stop one, they've still got so many others going that it's just a drop in the bucket. And you've got literally the deep state controllers that have been at it on the Republican and the Democrat side for so long, Ann, that there's so many programs going on, we ain't even scratched the surface. Once you get rid of the Planned Parenthood funding, once you get rid of this UN, whatever it is, population fund, PFA or whatever, okay, once you get rid of that, you'll find out you got 50 other ways to fund pro-death, pro-war, pro-whatever. And you'll just be working at it, because they've allowed this stuff to grow up around us for our whole lifetimes, Ann.
Well, that's the problem. We have a moral decay. It started after the World War II. Actually, started long before that. But with the rise of socialism here in the United States, the moral decay, the only way they can destroy our society is destroy our trust in God and in each other and our trust in life. You destroy
that. Ladies and gentlemen,
Annie
Ubellus is with me. Quick pause. We're going to come back and talk about her talk show, a little bit about who she is. Where did she grow up? Who's Ann? And then we'll talk about her show, Southern Sense in Seconds, on Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Annie Ubellus. We're talking about, she's a talk show host. She does a show called Southern Sense, which we'll talk about in a minute. But Ann, tell us a little bit about who you are, where you grew up, and how you got started in radio.
Oh, wow. Where do you start? I was actually a native New Yorker, but I am now living in the Carolinas. I went to public school, and I had a guidance counselor, as I was getting ready to graduate, tell me that the best thing I could do in my life was to take secretarial courses and marry my boss. That went over like a lead balloon, as you would believe. And it's a true story. It's a true story. 2 years later.
That was certainly the typical stereotypical reality that they pushed, and then they claim we're the racists, right?
Right.
We're the misogynists. And it's like, wow, are you kidding me right now?
Well, I can forgive him because he's the football coach. That says a lot. But 2 years later, I had a degree in business administration. I took out a loan, and I bought into a travel agency. I had 13 part-time employees. And 2 years later, I'm walking into the same high school for the night courses, and I see him, and he was running the program. He goes, oh, I see you're going to take my advice. And I smiled my sweetest little smile, batted my eyelashes, and I said, no, Mr. Hotchkiss, I'm here to teach one of your courses. And you would have seen his jaw hit the floor. And I just never stopped.
All right. And so what have you done for your career? How long did you run your travel agency? Do you still run that?
No. That was back in, got that back in 78. I sold my share in 82. Went on to manage a law firm, a mid-sized law firm in New York. Left there because I got recruited by American Express to work for their business travel. Went from Garden City, New York, up to Boston, Massachusetts. I was married to a Marine at the time. So he was being transferred up there. I worked for American Express.
He was never your boss, though, was he?
No.
Okay, no, just no. Checking. All right.
No. Even though I did 10 bar at one point in the Marine Corps Club, the NCO Club. Could drink quite a few Marines under the table back then. I don't know about now.
All right. So are you an attorney?
No. I did manage the law firm, but no, I'm not
so
an attorney.
The reason I say that, though, is it's kind of a little funny story. I've got a friend who his parents kept telling him to get a degree, but he was too entrepreneurial and he didn't want to get a degree. But he eventually, in the business that he ran, he hired some doctors because they were part of the employee staff and everything. And so then he calls up his parents and he said, hey, I got a degree. And they're like, oh, what? How'd that? And he goes, yeah, I hired him. And so it kind of reminds me a little bit about that. Not be an attorney, but I got a bunch of law degrees working for me.
Yeah. But after American Express, I was climbing the corporate ladder and I was just getting pissed off with the corporate attitude. And
I wonder why.
I had taken the exam for NYPD, and I finally said, that's it. I've got to change. And I called the recruiter, and he says, we've been trying to reach you. And within a week, I was packed up and heading to the police academy.
Wow. And did you graduate from the police academy?
Oh, absolutely. I retired. Actually, I was injured in the line of duty, so they said, have a nice life. Here's your pension. By then, I had met my soon-to-be second husband. Oh, actually, he was my second husband by that point when I retired. And we said, time to get out of New York. We didn't like the way it was leaning all the way to the left in many areas. And I said, if Hillary Clinton is elected senator, we're out of here before she gets sworn in. And a few days before, true story, a few days before she got sworn in, Super Bowl Sunday 2001, we were living in the Carolinas. And my husband, he was a printer, so I helped him in the printing. I did the graphic arts for him, the sales. He later on wanted to become a locksmith. I helped him do that. And then finally, he became a home inspector. I helped him do that, and I worked beside him with that. I did all the reports and found the clients. But along the way, he was clowning around with a friend one night and said, let's do a radio show. And one day, he and I decided to try it out. Our first show was about flatulence, and that's how we started.
There you go. And he's still your co-host now, right?
Unfortunately, he passed away last year.
Oh, he passed away. I'm so sorry. All right, but you do have a co-host, right?
Oh, yes, I do. I have Curtis, known as C.S. Bennett. He's the author of now 29 different books, and one of them is possibly being made into a movie. He's been working with C.L. Bryant on that.
By the way, C.L. Bryant is syndicated by the network that I'm on as well. I know C.L. well.
He's been a guest many times on our show.
Love it. Okay.
So I've been doing this now 12 years.
Wow. That's quite a while now.
Yeah.
And you, along with the rest of us, joke and say you have 5 listeners. How did you come up with the name Southern Sense?
That's something my husband came up with. You know, we were trying to figure out, he goes, well, we're here in the South, and we want to give people a sense of what the South is about, and, you know, a little sense of humor. So that's how it started. But as we were doing it, a lot of people started calling in and asking questions along the conservative line. And I said, well, people want conservative politics. They're hungry for it. And that's how it was born. We started off half an hour, then an hour, then 2 hours twice a week. And then now I do a full 3 hours one day a week.
3 hours, one day a week. Ladies and gentlemen, the site is southern-sense.com. So is it radio or is it TV or both?
Well, I do the podcast, which I also then, I'm still working on doing the video end on it. So it's a little crude, but it goes up onto Facebook and YouTube so people can see as well as, you know, listen in.
All right. So the podcast is radio in the beginning, but then you also make the video files available?
Yeah, it's all simulcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, she does it herself. Who helps you? Do you have engineers and people around you that help you with all this?
I've got a cat named Puppy that helps me.
Wait a minute. You got a cat named what?
Puppy. She's baby Puppy.
Named, are you going to get a puppy named Cat?
No.
All right, let's talk about Southern Sense. So you grew up in New York. You moved to the South. Was it weird at first?
No. Actually, the moment we walked downtown, it was very similar to where we lived on Long Island. And I looked at my husband and said, honey, I'm home. And we never looked back.
Do you live in a small town in the South or a big one?
I'd say it's a fairly large. It's the seat of the county. There's the city on one side of the bridge, and I'm in the unincorporated area. So the county's pretty large. Right now, we're Congressional District 1. That's Nancy Mace. It's a very heated seat right now. And I have a funny feeling we're going to be unseating Nancy Mace.
You think the conservatives are going to have a reinsurgence?
Oh, yes.
My problem is I hope they do, because I believe they're a lot better than say, the Democratic side of things to some degree. The problem that I'm having is, you know, this left-right paradigm we've been deceived into for so long. Well, Ann, you almost made it. Well, Ann, at least your guy's a better guy than the other guy. Lesser of two evils. And we go on and on with this left-right paradigm when the truth is it's the deep state, the swamp against the rest of us. It seems like that's really the battle. And the problem is it's very difficult to know who's who.
Yeah, it is. And Nancy Mace ran once before. That's when Mark Sanford won. And at that point, Mark Sanford seemed to be very, very conservative, especially when he was governor. And he ended up being a bit of a disappointment, to say the least. And many
yeah,
a night.
Yeah, did he disappear with a chick somewhere? And
that was when
right,
he was governor. That was his Arizona bombshell. Not Arizona, Argentina.
Argentina. Pretty decent there, and then you kind of go, what?
yeah. As a matter of fact, I was up at the governor's mansion on his last Christmas party before he left office. And he was just standing in the corner. I'm like, you know, Mark. He goes, yeah, I know. And I would text him. You know, he had gone to my church, so I know him. So, you know, I would text him back and forth. And when they were going for Speaker of the House, I'm debating him. And he's saying, well, don't know if this was done 6 weeks ago behind closed doors, and that's your swamp.
And that's kind of what I'm talking about is, you know what, it's so hard. You know, for example, you say, well, we got to just get the Republicans in power. Well, they did that, and they didn't get the wall built. They didn't get the Obamacare, which is really probably rightly called Romneycare. They didn't get that shut down. You know, there's a lot of things they promised. I mean, the Education Department, since the days of Reagan, they were telling us they were going to get rid of that. Now the Education Department's in bed with the IRS, the FBI, and the CIA and the Justice Department calling your average soccer mom a terrorist. I mean, it's insanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Annie Ubelis with me. Southern-sense.com.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The United States says Russia is trying to recruit over 60,000 more troops for its invasion of Ukraine. A senior U.S. defense official saying Russia is trying to reinforce their invasion troops through new recruits and reservists. At least 52 people killed, many of them children, when a missile struck a train station in eastern Ukraine Friday. Russia claims it wasn't their missiles, but in his nightly address, Ukrainian President Zelensky vehemently rejects that.
We are anticipating a solid global reaction to this war crime. Like mass killings in Bucha, like many other Russian war crimes, the missile strike on Kramatorsk must become one of the charges at the tribunal that will be for sure.
The president has nothing on his public schedule for Saturday. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The Federal Aviation Administration said on Friday it wants to impose its largest ever fines on two airline passengers involved in violent incidents last summer. The FAA has proposed a civil penalty of just under $82,000 against a passenger who struck a flight attendant on the head, tried to open a cabin door and headbutted and spit and tried to kick crew members and passengers even after she was placed in flexible handcuffs. The FAA also seeking a fine of just over $77,000 against a woman who tried to open a cabin door during a flight and bite another passenger repeatedly before she was restrained by the crew. The Idaho Supreme Court on Friday temporarily blocked a new state law that would ban abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy and allowed the law to be enforced through lawsuits. The lawsuit means the law won't go into effect as planned on April 22nd. USA Radio News.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Informative, fun, irreverent, and politically incorrect, ladies and gentlemen. You never know where they're going to go, ladies and gentlemen, but you'll love the journey. Southern Sense is the talk show. Annie is with us. And ladies and gentlemen, all I can tell you is people are making a difference in this country, and they're doing a great job at it. And Annie's one of them. Her website, southern-sense.com, and she does this talk show. What do you call yourself, Annie the Chickadee?
Yeah, that's a bit of a long story. Originally, it was the Radio Chick, which is my husband came up with that. And then I got a phone call from some woman, actually a couple of messages and phone call, rather nasty. And she goes, "I'm known as the Radio Chick, and I am trademarked." I'm like, okay. I have been doing this for, about 8 years at that point, and you finally realize there's someone else out there with that moniker. So after going back and forth, I said, I'm not even going to get into this pissing contest. She may even have an audience of all of two. So I just said, let's just compromise.
And you got five, so hey now.
So I said, let's compromise. I'll be the Chickadee. That's okay.
All right, there you go. Annie the Chickadee on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here's the interesting thing. She jokes and mentions that one lady has two and she has five, and we've always joked. You know, when they want to attack us, they literally pretend we have nobody listening. On the other hand, why do they attack us if we have nobody listening? And the truth is because they don't want to admit. But in their very attacks, they acknowledge the fact that, hey, people love conservative talk. People love who we are and what we do. And Annie, the radio chickadee, if you will, and then her co-host, Curtis, or if you will, C.S. Bennett, you know, people love the candid conversation that we have. People love Southern culture. People love the conservative viewpoints that we have. That's why conservative talk does so well, and liberal talk doesn't really do very well for the most part, Anne.
No, no, unfortunately it doesn't. You know, you need to get both sides out there, but people are hungry for true American values, that of honesty, hard work, loyalty, good moral fiber, God and country. God first, country next.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's a question on Ann's website that I saw that I really want to bring up to her and ask her about because I find it intriguing right now. It relates to the 22 elections, and on her website it says this: Can America be saved? 2022 elections alert. First off, do you think there was election fraud, Ann?
There's a bear in the woods.
Yeah, that's the problem. See, everybody in America knows there was election fraud. The liberals are deceiving themselves when they want you to believe that they think that there's not vote fraud and they think you're crazy for vote fraud. Everybody knows there is, Anne. Even the liberals, even the extremists who lie and prevent and attack us, and they all know there's vote fraud. Anne?
Well, I want to know whatever happened to that tractor-trailer cargo that went from Long Island, New York, with all these Georgia ballots in it, down to Atlanta, and then just disappeared. Where did that tractor-trailer, and why were votes coming from New York that were Georgia ballots? No one's answered that question. No one answered why they were actually videotaped feeding the same ballot into the counter over and over again. No one's asked that question. There's a lot of questions.
Yeah, but it doesn't make any difference because, hey, there's no vote fraud. You're just unhinged and crazy. See, that's how they kind of lie and go about this. But, ladies and gentlemen, you know what? The new media is taking center stage. We are gaining the upper hand, whether they admit it or not. And I believe America can be saved. What do you say, Ann?
I do, too. I always have hope. I always believe in the end, as in Revelations, we win in the end. So I'm just going by what the Bible says. Revelations, we're going to go through a trial and tribulation, but in the end, we win.
All right. Amen to that reality check. Is your co-host as conservative as you are?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He's also a Navy veteran.
We always appreciate veterans and their work for America, that's for sure. So when you say, can America be saved, how are we going to save it? What do you think? How's it going to happen?
One vote at a time, one mind at a time. We're starting with taking our schools back. If we can control the education and not government and not what we're seeing now with critical race theory and the sexual indoctrination of our children, it's actually a sexual recruitment is what they're doing. I mean, how
can you... Yeah, it's a grooming and recruitment plan, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but how can you tell a five-year-old that they're gender fluid? The kid is going to be looking for an adult to lead them, to guide them, to nurture them, to love them. And this adult is giving them this idea in their head at the age of five. What little boy says, hey, the babysitter's painting her fingernails, can I paint mine? Or what little girl says, oh, he's playing baseball, why can't I play? We all do that. And by the time you're an adult, you're set in who you are. You decide by the time you're graduating high school which side of the fence you're going to sit on. And less than 1% end up saying, well, I'm questioning my sexuality. Less than 1. But yet you're going to do this to every single child? Well, we're not going to have another generation coming up behind these kids because you're going to ruin them and they're not going to have kids. So what are you going to do? Allow illegals to come in to repopulate the country.
Yes, and the latest headline says this. New Jersey is preparing to teach, quote, gender identity to second graders as part of the state's, quote, new sex education standards. that will take effect in fall 2022. Second grade public school students in New Jersey are expected to understand and deal with the complicated 21st century gender, I would call manipulation tactics, Ann.
I mean, they haven't even gone through puberty yet. And what girl or boy going through puberty hates their body? I mean, you get pimples, you question what's happening, your hormones are raging. What healthy child going through puberty is going to say, I can't stand myself? We all do that. And then you come out of it and you go, wow, I'm really fantastic. But you do that to a kid that hasn't even reached puberty yet? What happens when they do reach puberty and you then rip out all of their organs to rearrange their bodies so that by the time they're an adult, they're going, what the hell happened? This is sick. This is child abuse.
It is sick, but you know what? It's beyond governments and beyond government schools doing this. Disney literally at the center of all this, ladies and gentlemen. So not only is New Jersey doing this, but the headline also says Disney is reportedly assisting employees and their children with sex change and gender affirmation procedures. In other words, sex change operations. They say through the company's benefits program, the company's, quote, benefits team is reportedly authoring resources and guides to help employees transitioning to the opposite gender, as well as information for employees' children who are transitioning. I guess there's a video put out that was shared by a Manhattan Institute senior fellow, Christopher Rufo. This is just sick stuff. Disney is up into their eyeballs. Anne?
Now, Walt Disney is turning over in his grave. And parents, very smartly, are turning off the Disney Channel. They're saying if there's any Disney stuff in the house, it's gone. It's out. Disney, nothing to do with Disney. They're also now going after Netflix and some of these other things that you find on cable or satellite TV. They're turning it off. And parents are saying, no, this is my child. I have the right to decide what they learn and what they watch and who their friends are. It is my responsibility until that child becomes an adult, can make their own decisions. But you keep your hands off. And we're seeing it school board after school board, and you're seeing parent after parent saying, oh, this is what they're teaching. COVID, in a way, the lockdowns, in a way, was a blessing because parents had no idea what their children were being taught. Now that the parent had to be involved in the child's education physically on the spot, they're learning and they're saying, oh, no, we're putting our foot down. Oh, no. And there's a 1776 project pack out there. They're going after and they're going to take every single school board back as they can.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk about Alabama. Speaking of the South, coming up in seconds, this is Sam Bushman, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the incredible Southern Dash Sense radio program with Annie Ubellis on your radio.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Riding shotgun on the broadcast today, Annie Eubelis. She's a talk show host in her own right of a program called Southern Sense, southern-sense.com. It's conservative talk with Annie the Radio Chickadee and her co-host, Curtis, or if you will, C.S. Bennett, just call him a serial author, if you will. Their show is informative, fun, irreverent, and politically incorrect, ladies and gentlemen. You never know where they're going to go, but you're going to enjoy the journey, is what they like to say. And we really got to ask ourselves, can America be saved? I think it can, but we got to do it one vote, one person, one issue at a time, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, New Jersey is preparing to teach children this transgender perversion. Disney doubling down and helping with, I don't even know how to say this stuff with a straight face on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. genital surgeries, etc. To me, it's literally weaponizing this agenda against children. It is a crime of epic proportions. Disney involved to their eyeballs. New Jersey involved to their eyeballs. But the culture war continues, ladies and gentlemen. It rages on unabated. Alabama. Now, the Alabama legislature passed a bill on Thursday criminalizing sex change treatments for children, including what they call puberty blockers. Those are pills that, you know, change your hormones or manipulate your hormones, cross-sex hormones, and sex change surgeries. The bill, if signed by Governor Kay Ivey, would treat the castration of children and other sex change treatments as Class C felonies, which, according to Politico, carry a penalty of up to 10 years in prison. That's for medical practitioners who carry this out. This is serious business. The battle is being waged, and people are picking sides very rapidly, Anne.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And state by state, we're coming through with similar laws. We've already discussed this with our state attorney general. I saw him just a couple of weekends ago. We know that Florida has now the parental act that they just passed, or as they call it, don't say gay. We're starting to take back. And there are groups such as mine, because I still run a tea party. Since 2009, we have kept it active, and we meet monthly. And we're starting to see other similar groups starting to pop back up again. As you notice, Sarah Palin steps back into the political arena to run for Congress, the queen of the tea parties.
Now, what do you think of that? You know, on one hand, we think Sarah Palin's great. On the other hand, look, she was vetted and picked by John McCain of all deep swamp folks. You know, I know he's not alive now, the late McCain, but he was the deep swamp guy himself, if you will. He's kind of like a Romney of the Republicans, so to speak. I think Sarah is much more conservative than, say, a McCain. But I'm concerned, again, you know, Trump endorsed her. But how do you know who the good guys are and the bad guys are? How do we not get snookered?
You have to carefully vet. And that's why you need groups like ours that take candidates, invite them in, and start asking them the hard questions. That's what you have to do. Don't let them just do their speech. Ask them those hard questions. Where do you stand on this? And that's why I love bringing the candidates on to the show, because we won't hold back. We will ask the hard questions. And that's the only way. Shows like yours, shows like mine, that will invite them on and say, all right, Where do you stand on term limits? Where do you stand on gun control? Where do you stand on abortion? Where do you stand on Title IX? These are the questions we have to ask. And then when they give the answer, hold them to it. Because if they let you down, let them know just how upset you are. You write those letters, make those phone calls, send those text messages to that person and let them know, let them their office know. Even if there is one locally, walk in, give them your name, tell them your stance on the position and why you either support or don't support that individual. And they make a note of how many people make those phone calls. We've got to make more phone calls than the swamp does. We've got to make more emails, more letters than the swamp does. We want to let them know we are the majority and silent no more.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is really the key. You know, we've had fads, and what happens is when people get incensed, they get involved, and then a year or two or three later, we lose. We got to look at the long view here. We got to play the long game. We got to say, look, we're here day in and day out, steady as a rock. We're going to create accountability. We're going to reinstate the idea that we're in charge. We are engaged. We're not going away. Okay, these are the things that make success. So when you guys meet monthly, how large is your group at the Tea Party now? Because a lot of people have kind of forgotten about the Tea Parties, right?
Well, we range, between the email and the Facebook page, about 600 on that. Our meetings can range anywhere from a dozen to 35. We meet in a small restaurant, so we are limited to the size of the group that comes in. Like I said, the emailing list, we have right now a campaign going on in the state of South Carolina for Newsmax because they got dropped from some of the TV providers. So like you said, you got to think long game. And when an issue comes up, be willing to take that step and make your voice heard. So right now we're letting these providers know we want One American News back. We want Newsmax back.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's really the key to the exercise, folks. And, you know, you can say, hey, that's a small group. And what I would say to that is, ladies and gentlemen, that's how the Founding Fathers worked. They worked in small but effective groups. They were tireless in their defense of liberty. They set brush fires of freedom everywhere they went. And it caught on, and people understood. And that's what Annie and her co-host, C.S. Bennett, are asking people to do. Hey, you know what? You got to get involved. You can make a difference. You can really change the game. When New Jersey, the government there, when Disney, is fighting this and promoting the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, whatever, Alabama's fighting it. Ann's fighting it. We're fighting it. We can make a difference, folks, but we've got to put in the work. You've got to put in the time, the effort, the involvement. Anything worthwhile is worth fighting for, Ann.
Well, not only that, I would say add on, find other groups around that are like-minded and begin to work with them. It doesn't mean you have to agree with them 100% of the time, but when you have an issue you do agree on, get a hold of them and start working on a plan so that you can work united. We work with the county GOP. We work with a couple of other groups that are also GOP in the county, the Men's Federation, the Women's Coalition. We unite when there is a message we can all unite behind. And we exchange information. If we have a resolution we want to put before the county GOP, we will work with them on that. Not only that, get involved in your GOP. Find out who your precinct president and chairman are, because the chairman is the one that votes on all issues for your local GOP. I'm the chair for my precinct, so I get to work on the resolution commission as well as on voting issues. So, know what's going on and let them know. When I joined the local GOP, my former state representative wanted to know why. And I says, you're swinging too far to the center. I want to bring you back to the right. She was insulted. And I says, no, I want to come back to what we claim to stand for. When we say the Republican Creed, I want it to be true and to mean something. So you don't fight just on one front. Find all the other areas you can help in.
Are you familiar with Sheriff Richard Mack and the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association?
Sheriff Mack, yeah, I get his emails.
All right, write that down. I'm the operations director for the CSPOA, and I work with Sheriff Mack on a lot of issues, and that's one group that's making quite a big difference. They're doing training across the United States to help people keep their oaths of office. There's a lot going on with Sheriff Richard Mack, and keep up to date on what we're doing. We can be a great resource for you as well, Ann. Last story that I want to get your take on. You won't see Will Smith at the Oscars. Nope. They kicked him out for 10 years. But Academy's boards does not strip him of his awards, so he can't go to the event, but he can still win Oscars. I submit to you that this was an agenda to gain ratings for all of them. This wasn't a legitimate slap. Nobody arrested anybody. You got black-on-black crime on national TV, and all they say is, hey, you know what? You can win an Oscar, you just can't go to the Oscars now. What kind of a punishment is that? It almost means that Will will have this in the news for promotion for some time to come. Now there's a big group saying free Will. Because poor Will, trapped by
free
the
Willy.
Oscars. You know,
wasn't that a movie, Free Willy?
Yeah, they couldn't make a more perfect way to continue their promotion out of this. And that's what makes me believe it's not genuine. This is a psyop, ladies and gentlemen. Your thoughts, Ann?
The second I saw that, I said it had to have been staged. First off, if someone comes up to you aggressively, raises their hand, you don't keep your hands behind the back. He didn't even take a step backwards. So, I'm sorry, if someone raises their hand, I'm going immediately into defensive mode. And Chris Rock did not do that. And not only that, the slap was an open-handed slap. If he was really as ticked off and wanted his manhood back...
Yeah, he would have punched him. Come on now.
Thank you. Thank you. I was just going to say that. It would have been a closed fist.
But you can slap him. That way you don't do any real pain. But yet you can get all this on national TV. Then you defend it as just a slap, not a fist. And then what you do is you just keep it in the news forever. And they all get promoted out of this. Over and over and over.
And there go the ratings.
Will's wife gets promoted, even though she's a weirdo herself. And you get the pharmaceutical companies making these hair products promoted. You get Will promoted. You get Chris promoted. You get the Oscars promoted. Everybody wins there, Ann.
Yeah, the ratings go up because no one was watching. And you know what? I don't think anyone's going to watch next year when they realize it was all a setup. It was a Jesse Smollett.
Ooh, Will Smith and Jesse Smollett. You know, the question becomes who was in the know where is really the issue, though. Was it just Chris and Will? Was it Will and some, pharmaceutical companies and Chris didn't know? Who knew when, where, what? And, you know, I don't know that we'll ever be able to dig to the bottom of that and get the answers. There was
Did
no
you
arrest
watch...
made. There's no real accountability. And
watch how the cameras followed him. They knew to focus in on him before he even got all the way up to Chris Rock. How did they know how to do that?
Well, a little heads up never hurt anybody, Ann. You know, it reminds me of that buddy of Donald Trump's, what's his name right now? Anyway, he got raided by the FBI in the morning, and all of a sudden CNN was just there, on Johnny on the spot there. Right?
Oh, I've had him on the show. Roger Stone, you're talking about.
Yeah, Roger Stone. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I've had
How
him
did
on
that
the
all
show.
Happen? It's the same scenario. How do they keep getting tipped off on all these incredible events, you know?
Magic.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Annie Ubelis with us, doing a great job. She's known as the Radio Chickadee, or Ann Ubelis, doing a great job. She and her co-host do a broadcast called southern-sense.com. Check it out. They're making a difference in the Carolinas. They're keeping the Tea Party alive, and they realize the solutions for America. Ann, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There
God
she
bless.
Goes, Annie Ubelis, doing a great job on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. For Annie, Sam Bushman, and all of you, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.